This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning to you. It is a Tuesday, a few minutes after 7 here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Mark. That is Kim down there. Ethan sitting over here across the board from me. And, of course, Sue Thomas with your traffic. Glad you're with us this morning. Just a quick reminder, because I don't mention this nearly often enough. You can always pick us up on the podcast. If you can't listen all 4 hours each morning, you can. We podcast every segment, so you can go back and pick that up at Odyssey, on the Odyssey app. You can go to 971talk.com. Wherever you download your favorite podcast, you can download the Mark Cox Morning Show, so I would encourage you to do that. We're also still looking for nominees. If you've got a favorite first responder, go to the website, 971talk.com, and just put in your nomination there under contact. And we every month we select, I say we, the group selects a winner based on the nominations, and then Grillmaster Tony cooks a great meal. He's a great caterer, grillmastertony.com, and then he delivers that food to me, and often he and I will together deliver that to the local first responder and whoever happens to be lucky enough to be working with them that particular day. So please get your nominations in. We're always looking for more people that we can honor. And that is what we love to do around here, is let people know who are first responders exactly how much we appreciate them, for sure. So get your votes in early and often for that. We would appreciate it. All right. Lots going on. We still got some Rascal Flatts tickets to give away. Meant to do that earlier. Completely slipped my mind. So we are going to get to it here before the end of the show. I promise you that. At the bottom of the hour, there was a big court decision yesterday from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Remember when Rush Limbaugh used to call it the Ninth Circus Court of Appeals? And that was, I'll give full credit there to the great one for that. But the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has been turned around, largely, I believe, through Donald Trump's first term in office when he appointed, he had an opportunity to appoint several vacancies on that court. And it's made a big difference because they have used the Bruin decision, that Second Amendment case the Supreme Court ruled on, and they have applied some common sense to the crazies that inhabit the state of California, who run the state of California. Not all of them are crazy, but the ones that run it are. And they were trying to put another ban on weapons out there. This, in this case, open carry. Court stepped in and said, nope, you have gone too far. Now, I think they've gone too far in a whole lot of cases in California, but that's the most recent court decision. We'll kick that around with our friend Mark Walters as we welcome him onto the show in the new year, coming up here at about 7:37 this morning. Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First, will be coming up next. We've been talking a lot, of course, about the Maduro thing and the Minnesota fraud case and all of that stuff this morning. According to Caroline Leavitt, They're headed back. They've got a bunch of feet on the ground up there in Minnesota. And then lo and behold, out of nowhere, Tim Walz suddenly announces he's not going to run for re-election so that he can concentrate on helping his friends and neighbors for the next year. Are you helping them evade the law? What are you helping them do exactly?
And was he helping them when he was running for vice president with Kamala Harris? Because certainly he couldn't be focusing on that during that time period, right? Seemed very distracted.
He was helping cover it all up so that it wouldn't come out during the presidential election. Well, that is what it appears.
That's
right?
Just the thing. So if he were to continue running for re-election, which would have been stupid, he made the right move by dropping out. But had he done that, obviously there would have been an extensive investigation into this with him specifically. And I still hope there is, and I trust there will be with Trump, you know, in the White House. But I hope he doesn't think he's off the hook here.
Kim, did you even remember that it wasn't more than 6 months ago when this guy was seriously making comments about running for president, about being one of the Democratic presidential contenders in the next round?
I know.
They couldn't have made, other than Joe Biden's choice of Kamala Harris, the Democrats couldn't have made a worse pick for their vice presidential candidate than that guy. But he thought he had, today's Democratic Party, he had a legitimate shot of running for president and maybe being the nominee.
That just tells you how much corruption there is. And did we dodge a bullet with him? I don't know that he'll really have any sort of a career in politics at this point. Don't you think by this point he's probably out? He's the laughing stock of everybody.
I would guess. I mean, unless something happens and he comes out of the back end of this
I don't see that happen. How do you do that? I don't know.
I don't know how that happens. I mean, he's going to get tarred with it, whether he's an indicted conspirator or not in this whole thing. I have a hard time believing he's that deeply involved. But if you know about something and don't say anything, and you're the chief officer of the state, then you should certainly be held responsible for that. Pam Bondi, where are you? Somebody's asking on social media this morning. It's a good question. They're working on it. We'll see what comes out of it. And the minute the charges are filed, you know what'll happen. There'll be claims that it's all political. You're just doing this because he's a Democrat.
Well, someone on our text line was just writing in saying that the fraud in Minnesota runs so deep and wide and says in their humble opinion they don't believe anyone will ever be held accountable. And that could be very true.
Well, they could be held federally accountable. I doubt if there will be any state accountability up there.
Not
sure.
To the extent that they probably should be held accountable.
Minnesota's been an outlier on politics for 60 years. I mean, quite frankly, Walter Mondale, that's the only state he carried, his home state, when he got that landslide loss to Ronald Reagan back in 1980. So they've got a long and storied history of failure in the state of Minnesota, no doubt about it. All right, we'll get to Todd Pyro coming up next, but right now I want to get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
We all know somebody in our lives who have died from a drug overdose. I would think we would be celebrating this.
Wouldn't you? Yeah, Congresswoman Lisa McClain says, listen, if we haven't been directly impacted by it, we know somebody who has. Why would you not be celebrating an attempt to shut off that drug pipeline from Venezuela?
After the judge read him a version of Miranda rights and included the fact that he had the right to potentially be released on bail, Maduro said he was unaware of those rights. And it struck me that he's coming from a very different legal system, because it seemed like he had never even conjured the notion that he's entitled to an attorney. He may be able to apply for bail.
Yeah, he has no idea what he's doing. And apparently they have to get permission, special permission, to spend U.S. funds for an attorney for him. So we'll find out. I'm sure this is some highfalutin attorney that wants to make headlines will pop up and try to defend Nicolas Maduro. Just wait for it.
I believe it's an illegal action because we're not supposed to be at war without a vote of Congress. They need to tell us why it's a smart thing to do. The U.S. invading another nation and knock over its leadership gives a green light to other dictators around the world like Vladimir Putin or Xi Jinping to do the same.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that the Chinese were just sitting over there thinking, you know, we would take Venezuela if we just had evidence that Donald Trump was going to do the same thing to another country. I mean, it's stupid logic.
Donald Trump isn't even mentioning the word democracy. He's not mentioning the possibility of transition to democracy. And he's left the regime with indicted leaders in charge. And so essentially, not only has nothing positive happened for Venezuelans, and I realize it's only 2 days.
Wah, wah, wah. Did you watch any of the Sunday shows, Kim?
I don't think so.
So Margaret Brennan had was on there with Marco Rubio, and she's like, "But I don't understand. If you took Maduro, and there are four or five other members of his administration who have also been indicted, why didn't you grab all of them?" And he's like, "Do you have any idea, Margaret, how difficult it was to pull off this operation without the loss of a single American life?"
Right.
Could you imagine if we had five separate operations going on at the same time because we needed to get all five people at once? We removed the head of the snake. What are you so upset about?
I saw clips of that interview, and he really did slice and dice her. I mean, imagine being the one to have to go into his palace, right?
I know.
In Venezuela, it's in the middle of the night. I thought I heard he was maybe getting ready for bed or something.
He was in a military base somewhere.
And imagine being the person who has to go and grab him. That's what your task is.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
I would think so, personally. That's just me. All right, quick break here. We will get to Todd Pyro, the host of Fox and Friends First, coming up right after the break. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
All right, welcome back. How about that? That music sound familiar? Didn't I see a social media post where one Todd Patrick Pyro was rocking out to that at a Dunkin' Donuts? Todd, are you there?
Well, I didn't realize that was a toss. I just thought you were sort of opining on my social media. I didn't realize there was a question afoot. Yes. And I'm very disappointed because I've grown accustomed to a certain level of song when I call in and you deprived me of my intro music to do a callback that maybe people didn't want. So in order to make up for this, What I need you to do, and I'm going to do it right here, I'm going to take your airtime. I need your people to follow me on social media. Go to Instagram right now.
Wait, Todd.
Todd Pyro.
His people is me. And I do follow you.
You mean the listeners? Is it
the listeners?
Yeah.
Need more people.
Oh,
more
okay.
People. Okay. Instagram, what is it? Is it Insta or Twitter?
Instagram.
X.
It's a service where people have pictures. It's called Instagram. And I like people to follow me there.
That's how we saw it. That's how Ethan and I saw it.
So did you like the video, period?
Oh, I don't know if I actually liked it, but I do see that you needed a haircut or something, and you needed to shave or something.
The engagement.
Oh, shoot, I didn't like it.
Deny me the engagement.
Liking it now. Hey, you have 3,400 likes on that video. Now you have
magical, wasn't it?
Now you have one more.
Thank you. Mark Cox, your turn.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't go to Instagram very often, but I'll open it up and look for you, Todd.
He's more of a TikTok fan. Mark likes to do those TikTok dances.
I do not. I'm more of an X person than I am an Insta person as my daughter. I use my daughter's term for it, Insta.
You're using the social, you're talking about X, the social media platform.
I am.
Not the drug, right?
Not the drug. Thank you very much.
I don't know what you were up to
ask
your
these days.
Off.
Hey, I just liked your post, so I was already following you, Todd Pyro. Now you have 9,707 likes on that post of you in a t-shirt drinking coffee.
Thanks, guys. You're the best.
With the babies next.
Does it really count as a like if you have to ask for it though?
Oh,
right. You know.
Wow.
I don't need the sass from you, King St. Ange. I don't need the sass. You know, you pop out a baby and you think you can control the conversation.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Congratulations, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't get no respect. I'm waiting for that Rodney Dangerfield line here, Todd.
What's going on in St. Louis? Are you guys next in the states that begin with M fraud scandal?
We could
be. You
got
Mississippi we reported on, of course, Minnesota. I feel like you guys are, you know, you're due.
Well, it's probably only because nobody's looked into it. I mean, I'm sure we have some layering centers here and on the south side somewhere that nobody's found yet.
Can we be clear, Mark? And I don't mean to call you out on your radio show, and I know Christian, conservative, I get that. But I'm pretty sure that in his single days, Mark Cox went to a Learing Center or two, if you know what I mean.
I do not have any idea what you're talking about, Todd Pyro. It's been so long ago, my memory has faded.
Bachelor party before you got married to that beautiful wife of yours? Maybe one or two Learing Centers where they serve alcohol? I don't know.
Well, there certainly were no kids at the Learing Center I went to, just like the one in Minneapolis.
Well, you had CBS out there trying to do their own investigation and saying, there's no fraud here, there are kids here. Well, you know what? You gave them more than 24 hours. Of course you can get some kids to show up there and act like, oh yeah, we go here to this daycare.
I think that's a really good point, Kim, because it's like that's not the hill to die on.
Right.
You know, the fact that they could correct fraud once fraud was pointed out does not mean there's no fraud. It just shows what we are up against. And I don't want to put myself in the conservative category. I'm saying we as Americans, there is a subset of people, including some Republicans. But let's face it, it's mostly on the far left that. They cannot give Donald Trump a win no matter what, even if it helps them as taxpayers. And they're just not going to do it because they have a vision for our country that is so misguided and bad and socialist and mainstream media driven that they really are the enemy. And I'm not saying if you vote for a Democrat, you're an enemy. I live in Connecticut. I got a lot of friends. They're not enemies. They believe in a different style of government.
Right.
I'm talking to people that want the downfall of our country vis-a-vis the things that are illegal, like fraud, like drug trafficking. And that's why they're complaining, oh, you shouldn't have gone after that great guy Maduro.
The reason I love that point, I heard Bhatia Ungar Sargon. I was afraid I'm going to screw her name up when I say it. I know I've seen her on Fox a few times, but I saw her on CNN the other day, maybe yesterday, and she was arguing to these folks. She's like, listen, you're coming down on the same side as all of our geopolitical enemies around the world. You might want to reconsider your position on this. They're all upset that we took Maduro, and you're equally upset that we took Maduro.
And there is a fissure in the Democrat Party over this, Mark. We reported on this yesterday. Axios pointing out that there are a number of, you know, moderate Democrats who are like, guys, this makes us look horrible. because you've allowed Donald Trump to back us into a corner where many people in our party are for the dictator. That's a really bad look heading into the midterms. And a lot of these people are in those swing districts where this could force them to lose. So, again, another example of a fissure, a break in the Democrat Party.
Yeah. How's the weather in New York? Are you enjoying that warm embrace of collectivism up there?
The collectivism is amazing here. I mean, the warm embrace has been so warm. It's actually going to warm up weather-wise here in the next couple of days. But if the warm embrace of collectivism throughout the beginning part of the year is any indication, we've been dealing with like 20, 25 degrees. And as somebody who went out at the court yesterday, the federal court there in downtown Manhattan, and I had to do a live shot, I was literally only out there for an hour. I am going to be that wimpy reporter who's just like, I need a heater. It was cold, boys and girls. It was cold.
You've been on the anchor desk too long, Todd.
I went to college in New Hampshire. I reported in snowstorms in Connecticut, but yet yesterday I'm just like, guys, I can't do this.
Kim and I feel your pain. We spent many days knee deep in snow, telling people not to go outside.
In Iowa, negative 40 wind chill. They'd send me out there.
And you, of course, you gave the people what they needed to know, which is you should have gotten your eggs and bread and milk prior, because if there's one thing you need in a snowstorm, it's not electricity. It's not somebody to shovel. It's French toast.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, that's what you need.
With lots of maple French syrup toast on it, for sure. Todd, have yourself a great day, my friend.
You as well. Go St. Louis.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Todd Pyro there up in New York, feeling warm, embracing some collectivism. Unbelievable. we're living in the upside down, for sure, in New York City these days. All right, coming up, Mark Walters, 2A Tuesday, big court ruling against the state of California on the Second Amendment. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Back.
A new ruling from the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in the Ninth Circuit says California's ban on openly carrying one's firearm is not in sync with the U.S. Constitution and must be struck down. The three-judge panel says the decision by a lower court to uphold the law was incorrect, as the law in question can't pass what is now called the Bruin test.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, Mark Walters with us this morning from Armed American Radio and Daily Defense. How are you, my friend? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Brother Mark. Happy New Year, Kim. Happy New Year, St. Louis. Let's get on a roll.
What a great way to start off the new year, finding out that the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, at least a three-judge panel, has ruled in favor of the Second Amendment.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. You know, we get favorable rulings in the three-judge panels out of the Ninth Circuit in California all the time. But then we know how this game is played. We've seen this movie before. We've read the book. Gavin Newsom doesn't like it, and him and Bonta appeal to an en banc panel, 11-judge panel, to the Ninth Circuit, which is largely conservative, although Trump had a huge impact on the Ninth Circuit in his first term. So we know that's going to happen, but historically speaking, those en banc panels usually always, and in fact, I think in California 100% of the time, usually generally wind up overruling the three-judge panels. What's interesting about this case is that the decision, which we don't have time to go into all of it, and I would highly recommend listeners that you read it to get an overview of how strong the decision is, excuse me, but it relies on the Bruin decision from 2022. And the beautiful part about it is that decision requires a historical analog. California could not provide one, didn't even argue one, because there is no historical precedent banning open carry in the United States ever. In fact, open carry was the norm all the way up through the late 1800s in the early 19th century, and in most cases up to the 20th century throughout this country before concealed carry took over, and then the script flipped, and now we've gone through 30 years, 40 years of concealed carry to get back to constitutional carry.
Right.
So we got to go through all this, but this is going to be a fascinating case to watch, because if the Ninth Circuit is honest, no matter how liberal they are, they will have to abide by the Bruin decision, which makes it clear that the three-judge panel was correct. So we're going to see, if they try to overrule that three-judge panel, we're going to see mental gymnastics like you've never seen before.
Oh, it's coming. You know it's coming. And so they still have very, very tight controls on who can carry concealed in California. They haven't banned it, right?
That's correct. And the interesting part about open carry, there's a nuance here. You know, the devil's always in the details, right? California has banned open carry in any county with over 200,000 people, which impacts 95% of the state.
Sure.
And in the other 5%, those people who have applied for an open carry permit have never been able to get one. So what this is, the important part of this, what we need to understand here is what California is saying, what Bonta and Newsom are saying is, well, we allow concealed carry. Well, thank you for allowing that constitutional right, by the way, Newsom. So we don't have to allow open carry. Our rights are not interchangeable because a politician doesn't like it.
Thank you. Thank you. Imagine it just replaced Second Amendment with First Amendment, and imagine how outraged they'd be if they were trying to control speech.
Correct.
Same right.
Oh, you put it to your church. No, you can't go to a Catholic church, but you can go to a mosque, which is coming in some areas of the United States, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because while we allow you to praise Allah, but no, you Catholics, no. But our rights are not interchangeable. We have a right to practice whatever religion we want in this country. We have a right to carry a gun in this country, openly or concealed, period. That is our constitutional right. And that was the norm under the Bruin test. We're going to see. Now, you know, it's possible, Mark, that we could get in the lottery on the 11-judge circuit, we could get a favorable ruling and might wind up with a conservative majority on that 11. It's not happened before, but it could. So watch this one. This is going to be fascinating.
Yeah, that circuit has turned a little bit. I mean, in Trump's first term, he got to appoint, he got to fill several vacancies on the ninth, didn't he?
He did,
yes.
And Biden flipped it back. He actually had it pretty even on the ninth circuit, and then Biden flipped it back, of course.
Mm. You know, I saw Mark, because I know through the Second Amendment Foundation, he helped them out as well, that they filed a brief also challenging the fact that in California, they're trying to make you get a background check to buy ammunition.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
They already have it. And again, this is going to be mental gymnastics that they're going to have to overcome. It's always California, right? And regarding the Second Amendment Foundation, I believe, if my numbers are accurate here, I'm pretty close, give or take one or two cases in either direction. We have 15 to 16 active cases at all times going on in California to try to restore Californians' rights. And people, a lot of people think, well, you know, I don't live in California, so it really doesn't bother me. Yes, it does, because that's the guy wants to run for president. That's the model they want for the country. Watch what happens to Virginia, because the Democrats control it now. Virginia is about ready to get Californicated as a result of the Democrats in the trifecta in the election that just picked up 18 House seats and have a strong majority now in Virginia, Democrat governor, Democrat AG, Democrat Senate. And you're going to see what happens. That's why it's so important we pay attention to each individual state, whether we live there or not.
Mark, we have our legislative session starting up again tomorrow. And I know that one of the lawmakers has proposed a bill. And Mark Cox, I don't know if you would describe it like this, but it's kind of like a red flag law to a degree. And I wonder how many other states are trying to push through something like that. Because obviously, with Missouri being conservative, you still wonder if there would be enough support to get something like that through.
That's something that's very dangerous. There's a couple things that, as gun rights activists, that we fight that are sometimes, let's be honest and fair, are an uphill climb. For example, carrying in schools, teachers, armed teachers. That's an uphill climb in even some red states. It was an uphill climb in Florida until Parkland happened. And ever since they allowed the armed guardians in the schools, we've never had another Parkland.
Right.
Okay. Red flag laws in Maine. They just passed a red flag law light. Here's the problem with red flags. Every state already has some form of, we can lock you up if we think you're crazy wacko. We already have that. In Florida, we refer to it a lot because it's widely known as the Baker Act. You don't need a red flag law in Florida. You can already go in and take someone against their will if they're showing that they're capable of harming themselves or others and lock them up for 72 hours for observation before you have them return home. It's already done. We don't need a red flag. All this does is throw gun confiscation in there, specifically specifying gun confiscation so they can take your guns. Now, in Florida, the numbers bear it out. Just one county alone, and it happens to be Grady Judd, the sheriff America loves to watch on his social media every day. Grady Judd loves red flags. He's used it over 1,000 times in Polk County. So are you telling me when all murders in the state of Florida averaged about 1,000, I think it was over a 10-year period, I think it was 1,014 murders or something over a 10-year period, that he just stopped 1,000 murders in the month? No, he did not. It's confiscatory, period. And sadly, a lot of people fall for it because it's one of those things that's tough to overcome in the media. It's an uphill climb, okay?
Yes.
So it's an ongoing battle. Some of those, you know, campus carry is another one of those that are usually an uphill climb. Eventually we get it like we did in Georgia. And guess what? There's never been a problem. And all of the naysayers who say there's going to be accidental discharges and all this nonsense, it's never happened. My son carries in the classroom in college lawfully here in the state of Georgia. And thank God he can if somebody were to walk in one of those rooms.
God bless Georgia.
Yes.
That's the truth, right? Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. All right.
Kemp never gets enough credit, by the way. You never hear about Kemp getting enough credit. I could easily argue Georgia has far better gun laws than the widely most recognized gun-friendly state in the country, which would be Arizona.
Uh-huh.
We've got far better gun laws because we don't have no gun signs anywhere.
That's a good point. Fantastic. Yeah. All right. Well, we appreciate you, Mark. Happy New Year. Great to have you back, brother.
Happy New Year, guys. Love you. Happy New Year, St. Louis. You guys have a great day. Thanks
All right.
for fighting the fight.
We sure will. Armed American Radio's Mark Walters, yeah, Armed American Radio and Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. ArmedAmericanNews.com is a great clearinghouse for you to keep up with some of these big Second Amendment issues all around the country. Be sure and check that out. Kim, what are we talking about on Kim on a Whim?
Well, some big news yesterday, and that was that the Department of Health and Human Services, under the leadership of RFK Jr., overhauled the childhood vaccine schedule. And you can just imagine there are some seriously strong reactions on both sides of this debate. And I want to dig into this when we come back.
Kim on a Whim.
Hey, another really big win in my book from RFK Jr., and that was the change that the CDC announced yesterday, where they are reducing the number of vaccines they're requiring, or I should say recommending, for all children. So it was initially 17, and now they're moving it to 11. Just to put that into perspective, I mean, within minutes of your baby being born, they want to inject these vaccines into them, hepatitis B being one of them. And then, of course, you're supposed to get them every so often, certainly every year, but especially during the first year, they want them regularly, okay? So by the time that baby's 18 years, you would have about 72 doses of these shots, okay? And now this is closer to around 50-55 is what they're thinking. So on this new schedule that they're recommending, the vaccines that had previously been recommended for all children, like rotavirus, hepatitis A and B, meningitis, and the flu shot, those are more restricted. They're saying if you're more high risk, that would be when they would recommend it. But they're calling, there's a new category that they've called shared decision making, trying to give parents more power to make these decisions for their children.
But no, the state knows best. Sam Page knows what's best for you, Kim. Not you.
I will miss him. I'm really sad he's not running anymore.
Oh my gosh.
I'll tell you what, I'm part of these groups on social media where people will ask different questions, and one of the most popular questions, especially in the last, I'd say, 2 years or so, particularly since COVID, but I've seen it ramped up even since then, is where's a pediatrician who will allow me to do at least a delayed vaccine schedule? Some want no shots, some want delayed, but I'll tell you what, it's very hard to find because a lot of these doctor's offices, they are required, I assume because of the insurance companies, to have a certain percentage of their patients vaccinated.
It's not the insurance companies.
Well,
it's their management.
It's everything.
They send down the protocols from the top of BJC or whatever the healthcare system is, and if a doctor works for them, they have to follow those protocols. That's why you couldn't get hydroxychloroquine during COVID, because the protocol said we're not going to prescribe that, so no doctor that worked for those agencies would. It's crazy.
Yes, it is.
At what expense?
So there's this thing that you guys might be aware of called VAERS, V-A-E-R-S. It stands for the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Now, keep in mind, this is voluntary. It's a national system that collects and analyzes reports, side effects, adverse reactions to vaccines. But again, it's not required. It's not like when a doctor would say, hey, we do believe this is from a vaccine, that they would then have to go and report it to this site. But if you actually look at the VAERS data, this is the data. This is not me saying it. This is the data. Okay. It says 75% of all SIDS cases, which is sudden infant death, where the child dies and they can't attribute why. It says 75% of those cases reported to VAERS occurred within 1 week of post-vaccination. Do I believe all vaccines cause issues? Absolutely not. But there are enough weird things happening. Okay. Adverse reactions, death in some cases. Yes, I do believe people have died from getting a shot. That it should, parents should be allowed to make that decision for their child. You should not be forced to do it. So this is, again, yet another massive win. Trump administration, thank you for putting RFK Jr. in that position, because he's been questioning this for a while. And I know people think he's crazy for suggesting that we shouldn't shoot children up with a million of these vaccines. But what, when you actually start reading some of the ingredients in these vaccines and you start looking at the reasons why these kids need like a Hep B shot within literally 24 hours of being born, they want to give the kid a Hep B shot. It doesn't make any sense. And finally, there's some common sense with the CDC because of RFK Jr.
Yeah.
But these have a lot of toxic chemicals and metals. And I've had some shots. Okay. I'm not this vax-free person. I know everyone wants to peg me like that, but I'm not. But I did my research and I'm very particular about what I put into my body in that regard. And I, as the mother of my two children, get to decide what goes into my children's bodies, not the government, not you, Sam Page.
Yeah, I could not agree more. I just think parents need to have a little more input on it. And you can't deny the fact that I didn't grow up getting that number of vaccines.
Oh, it's dramatically gone up.
It's not that SIDS hasn't been around for a long time. I can remember that. I think I was 10 or 11 years old when a relative lost a baby to SIDS. I mean, it's been around a long time. I'd love to see how it ramped up as the number of vaccines ramped up, and see what that correlation is. I don't know the answer to that, but it's all good conversation to have. Kim, thank you for that. All right, coming up next hour, we will give away some Rascal Flatts tickets, I promise, in the 8 o'clock hour today. Stay tuned for that. We're going to be giving away a pair every day this week, thanks to our friends over at Live Nation. And, of course, Ryan Wiggins, host of Wiggins America, is going to be in here. Can't wait to pick Ryan's brain on this Sidney Powell situation with the voting software, the voting machine software, the potential links to Venezuela, the impact that could have on the Maduro case. We're going to get to all of it for you coming up in the next hour.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.